Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This month marks National Hispanic Heritage Month, so on this week's program, I thought I would salute the influence of Latin American music on jazz and pop from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Latin American rhythms became an essential ingredient in early jazz, so it's natural that many American singers would seek out that dynamic percussion, and even some authentic Latin American songs. Coming up, we'll hear how some notable singers adopted the Latin beat, including Peggy Lee, Nat King Cole, Anita O'Day, and more. It's Latin Jazz in American Song, coming up next on Afterglow.
Some time ago, I wandered down into old Mexico. While I was there, I felt romance everywhere. Moon was shining bright, and I could hear laughing voices in the night. Everyone was gay. This was the start of their holiday. It was fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that Frenesi meant please love me, and I could say Frenesi. A lovely senorita caught my wandering eye. I stood enchanted as she passed me by, and never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed Frenesi. She stopped and raised her eyes to mine. Her lips just pleaded to be kissed. Her eyes were soft as candle wine. So how could I resist? And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known, because her kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say Frenesi? Now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known, because her kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say Frenesi? Adios, the time has come to say adios, you and I hope you'll keep a place for me in your memory as the days go drifting by. Adios, adios. To me it means farewell to all of the stars that shine in the sky. Please let me have one moment more. One moment so I can implore. My please hurry back and let me hold you so close. And to all of our tears, we'll both say adios.
Two songs from the 1959 album Olé Tormé, Mel Tormé Goes South of the Border with Billy May. Just now we heard the Enrique Madriguera song Adios, a Latin American hit from 1931, and before that the 1940 Latin American hit song Frenesi, written by Alberto Dominguez. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm exploring the influence of Latin American music on jazz and pop singers of the mid-20th century. To start, a little disclaimer. One thing I will not be doing much of this hour is featuring many authentic Latin American singers from this era, like Desi Arnaz, Benny Moré, or Celia Cruz. And that's not because I'm trying to whitewash Latin American music or diminish the work of these great musicians. It's mostly because I don't know a lot about it. I've been reading several books about it this month, including Ed Morales' The Latin Beat, but Latin American jazz and pop is still really outside of my expertise, however you may define that. I have a lot more reading and a lot more learning to do, not to mention more CD collecting and listening to do, before I'd feel comfortable speaking with any authority on the vast array of singers and musicians coming out of Latin American countries. So instead this hour, I want to talk about how Latin American music did influence those great American jazz and pop singers I do know something about. If anyone out there listening does know a lot about Latin American singers from the 40s and 50s and has any resources to share, please let me know. This way I can hopefully feature these singers in a future episode. In many ways, a look at the influence of Latin music in jazz and pop is easy because it's so prevalent. The clave rhythm and various Afro-Cuban dances like the habanera, the son, and the rumba work their way from Havana to New Orleans, infusing themselves to the very earliest pieces of jazz music. Jelly Roll Morton, one of jazz's originators, called it, quote, the Spanish tinge, and considered it one of the key ingredients of the new genre. Cuban music was one of the first Latin imports to make a splash in New York. In 1930, Cuban bandleader Don Aspiazu had a hit with the song El Manicero, aka The Peanut Vendor, which became popular with many of the American jazz ensembles at the time. Here's a recording from that same year featuring American artist Louis Armstrong. This is Armstrong and his Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra in 1930 with The Peanut Vendor on Afterglow. Thank you.
bop 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 bop. That's when I know my Cuban is in the door. With my sal me deal, then my Spanish, my world is hot, my reed. Oh, Spanish, 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 Spanish,
No matter where you are, the cucaracha, the cucaracha, sing it on your guitar. The cucaracha, the cucaracha, sing no matter where you are. The cucaracha, the cucaracha, sing it on your guitar. But this much better, 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 but I didn't there.
Armstrong with two early jazz versions of two traditionally Latin American songs. Just now we heard him in 1936 with his version of the Mexican folk song La Cucaracha, the cockroach, and before that in 1930 with his version of the Cuban standard El Manicero, the peanut vendor. Latin music worked its way into the big band era as well. The rumba, in particular, a popular Cuban dance rhythm, worked its way into dance halls around New York City and into the repertoires of dance bands. Bandleaders would adapt existing songs with a rumba beat, songwriters would write new songs featuring these Cuban rhythms, and some would even adopt more traditional Spanish and Latin American songs into their repertoire. One of the most interesting cases is the 1935 Cole Porter song Begin the Beguine, written for the musical Jubilee. The beguine is a Caribbean dance form similar to the Cuban rumba. When the song was recorded by most dance orchestras, like the famous recording by Artie Shaw in 1938, the rumba rhythms were replaced with more standard swing rhythms. However, the Spanish-born Cuban bandleader Xavier Cugat embraced that rumba beat in his version from a few years earlier, in 1935. Let's hear that now. This is bandleader Xavier Cugat and vocalist Don Reed with Cole Porter's Begin the Begin on Afterglow.
Guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say I love you.
I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
The Spanish song Amapola, sung there in a rumba style by Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberly, along with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, a hit recording from 1941. Before that, Cuban bandleader Xavier Cugat and his 1935 rumba version of Cole Porter's Begin the Beguin. Throughout the 1940s and 50s, various Latin American dances and genres popped up from time to time in American pop, creating their own little bubbles of individual crazes. In addition to the rumba, there was the cha-cha, the mambo, the bolero, and the calypso. These crazes made stars out of bandleaders like Perez Prado and Tito Puente, and singers like Harry Belafonte, and provided the occasional Latin American novelty hit for people like Bing Crosby or the Andrews Sisters. It also helped establish a thriving market for authentic Latin American music, for an actual Latin American audience, both in the U.S. and outside of it. By the late 1950s, many jazz and pop singers tried to tap into this market, most notably Nat King Cole. In 1958, after Cole found himself unable to get back into the jukebox market, he made a play for the Latin American market, recording several albums of all Spanish-language songs, including the 1958 album Cole Español. Cole had been incorporating Afro-Cuban rhythms into his music for almost a decade at this point. The bongo player Jack Costanzo added a Latin beat to many of Cole's trio recordings from the early 1950s, but on this album, he took it one step further by learning the Spanish language phonetically. The album proved to be a success, hitting the top 20 of the Billboard chart. It spawned lots of imitators, many of which I'll play later this hour, and even earned a place in the Latin Grammy Hall of Fame. Here are a few of Nat King Cole's Spanish language songs now, beginning with the Cuban song El Bodeguero, the grocer's cha-cha, on Afterglow.
Siempre en su casa presente está el bodeguero y el cha-cha-cha. Vete a la esquina y lo verás. Que atento siempre te servirá. Anda enseguida, correte a ir. Que con la plata lo encontrarás del otro lado del mostrador. Complaciente y servidor. Bodeguero, ¿qué sucede? ¿Por qué tan contento estás? Yo creo que es consecuencia de de lo que en moda está el bodeguero bailando va. Y en la bodega se baila así entre frijoles, papaya y el nuevo ritmo del cha-cha-cha. Toma chocolate, paga lo que debes. Toma chocolate, paga lo que debes. Toma chocolate, paga lo que debes. Toma chocolate. El bodeguero bailando va. Y en la bodega se baila así entre frijoles, papaya y el nuevo ritmo del cha-cha-cha.
Toma chocolate,
paga lo que debes.
Toma chocolate,
paga lo que debes.
Toma chocolate,
paga lo que debes.
Toma chocolate,
sabrosona.
Toma chocolate,
cosa linda.
Toma chocolate,
anota flora.
Toma chocolate,
la tragedy.
Toma chocolate.
Si puedes tú con Dios hablar, pregúntale si yo alguna vez te he dejado de adorar. Y al mar, espejo de mi corazón, las veces que me ha visto llorar la perfidia de tu amor. Te he buscado donde quiera que yo voy y no te puedo hallar. ¿Para qué quiero otros besos si tus labios no me quieren ya besar? Y tú, ¿quién sabe por dónde andarás? ¿Quién sabe qué aventura tendrás? ¿Qué lejos estás de mí? ¿Para qué quiero otros besos si tus labios no me quieren ya besar? Y tú, ¿quién sabe por dónde andarás? ¿Quién sabe qué aventura tendrás? ¿Qué lejos estás de mí? Qué lejos estás de mí.
Two Spanish language songs sung by Nat King Cole. Just now, the Mexican standard Perfidia, written by Alberto Dominguez, that comes from Cole's 1959 album A Mis Amigos, recorded in Rio de Janeiro. Before that, the Cuban song El Bodeguero, The Grocer's Cha-Cha, that comes from his 1958 album Cole Español, which was partly recorded in Cuba. Cole Español was primarily aimed at the Latin American market, and the success of the album spawned many imitators. However, these imitators were more about adopting Latin American rhythms than trying to record authentic Latin American music for a Latin American audience. Take, for instance, the 1960 album Latin a la Lee from the one and only Peggy Lee. Back in the 1940s, Lee wrote her own Spanish-adjacent novelty song, Mañana Is Soon Enough for Me, which was not necessarily a shining moment in cross-cultural inspiration.
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fin, she's fallen down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town.
On this album, the songs are American Broadway songs rather than Spanish-language songs. However, the rhythms are fairly authentic Afro-Cuban rhythms, even though it's unclear if any authentic Afro-Cuban percussionists were actually employed for the session. Nevertheless, it's a fun record. Here's Peggy Lee in 1960 with her Latinized version of the Lerner and Lowe song, On the Street Where You Live, on Afterglow.
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, that towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. From now on, no more philandering, no more hot spots, no scatterbrain. From now on, my fun will be meandering with my darling down Lover's Lane. The old gang will never know me when they find I've become the kind people call homie. No more yearning for something new, dear. My address is you, dear. From now on, from now on, no more philandering, no more hot spots, no scatterbrain, no more yearning for something new, dear. All I need is you.
Peggy Lee in 1961 with the Cole Porter song From Now On. That comes from the album Olé, A La Lee. And before that, Lee in 1960 with the song On the Street Where You Live from the album Latin a la Lee. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have more songs inspired by Latin American music, including some authentic Latin jazz. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the influence of Latin American music on jazz and pop singers of the 1950s and 60s. As we've discussed, some singers, like Nat King Cole, made an actual play for the Latin American market. Others, like Peggy Lee, tried to simply capitalize on the Latin American sound. And yet other singers tried to connect to the growing Latin jazz music scene. That was the case for Anita O'Day. Latin jazz, as a genre in the 1950s, was primarily derived from the Afro-Cuban style of Latin American music. Jazz players like Mario Bauza and Machito helped bring the Afro-Cuban clave rhythm into jazz and bebop, spawning an entirely new subgenre. American jazz musicians like Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Kenton, and Cal Jader made this an essential part of their style. Anita O'Day actually worked with Cal Jader in 1962 on the album Time for Two. Here, she did not sing any authentic Spanish language tunes, or even attempt any kind of Afro-Cuban style to her singing, but Jader's band and his vibraphone helped give the album a great Latin feel. Here is Anita O'Day and vibraphonist Cal Jader in 1962 with the standard Your Red Wagon on Afterglow.
If you wanna go crazy and act the clown, be the laughing stock all over town. That's your red wagon, that's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. If you stick your nose someplace it don't belong, don't you come to me if things go wrong on your red wagon, your red wagon. Just keep dragging your red wagon along. And when you're making your bed, remember you'll do the lying there. And when you've buttered your bread, don't expect me to eat your share. If you're gonna play the horses and blow your dough, don't you run to me if they don't show your red wagon, your red wagon. Just keep dragging your red wagon along. Is tired of you, baby, why call me, cause I'm tired too. That's your red wagon, your red wagon. Just keep a dragging your red wagon along. So if you fell for somebody who pinned your ears, don't be bringing me your tears, daddy. That's your red wagon, that's your red wagon. Just keep a dragging a yoker and a wagon along. Now, you finally learned that you get burned when you play with fire. Don't to come around and do me, you can't use me for your spare time. And if you don't have love songs to fit my key, oh baby, don't sit and sing your blues to me. For that's your red wagon, your red wagon. They don't keep a dragon on your red wagon along. Just keep dragging your red wagon along.
Anita O'Day with vibraphonist Cal Jader in 1962, and a Latin jazz version of the standard Your Red Wagon. Cal Jader was known for Afro-Cuban-inspired Latin jazz, but the other side of the genre, commonly referred to as Latin jazz, gets its inspiration from a little further south. The Brazilian bossa nova, a jazzy, slowed-down samba from the streets of Rio de Janeiro, became part of the jazz language in the late 1950s and early 1960s, inspiring its own craze that took over America. I've done several shows about bossa nova music in the past, including one show on singer Astrid Gilberto and another on her husband João Gilberto, so I won't focus too much on it this hour. However, I will play two songs, each inspired by the bossa nova rhythms that became pervasive in the 1960s. First up is Ella Fitzgerald, who incorporated the bossa nova sound into some of her Verve singles in the 1960s. This is her in 1962 with the bossa nova version of the jazz standard Stardust on Afterglow.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend a lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie. And I am once again with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall when stars are bright. You are in my arms, the nightingale tells this fairy tale of paradise where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, people declare you're through. Whenever the blues become my only song, concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss you do decline, on the light and once again, arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even the wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you.
Two jazz standards sung in a bossa nova style. Just now we heard Frank Sinatra, alongside legendary bossa nova songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim, from their duet album together in 1967, and the Cole Porter song, I Concentrate on You. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald and the Marty Paich Orchestra in 1962, with a bossa nova version of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. Many of the jazz and pop standards that we've grown to love have their origins as Latin American or Spanish songs. We've heard a few so far this hour, including the songs Frenesi and Perfidia, both written by the Mexican composer Alberto Dominguez, the song Amapola by Spanish songwriter Joseph Lacall, or the classic Cuban hit song El Manicero, aka The Peanut Vendor. There are many, many more, of course, but I want to play two for you right now, both of which have Mexican origins. This first one comes from a jazz and pop cabaret singer who became an unexpected Latin music star in the 1960s, when she recorded several Spanish language albums with the established bolero ensemble Los Panchos. Here is singer Edie Gourmet in 1964 with the Mexican bolero Sabor a Mí on Afterglow.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así, que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí.
No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad. De mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Mil años, muchos más, y yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Música.
sé si tengamos la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Bésame, bésame mucho, each time I cling to your kiss I hear music divine. Bésame, bésame mucho, hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Bésame, bésame mucho, love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Bésame, bésame mucho, love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Two classic Mexican boleros, romantic ballads, performed by two American jazz and pop stars. Just now, the standard Bésame Mucho by songwriter Consuelo Velázquez, sung by Dean Martin in 1962 from his album Dino Latino. Before that, the great Edie Gourmet in 1964 with the song Sabor a Mí by Mexican songwriter Alvaro Carrillo. That comes from Gourmet's hit Spanish-language album, Amor, which she recorded with the ensemble Los Panchos. To close off this hour, I want to play some more authentic Latin American music, performed by an artist that probably did more for popularizing Cuban music and culture in America than anyone in the 20th century, both as a musician and as a leading television star in the 1950s. This final song is another Latin American standard, written by Cuban songwriter Osvaldo Fares and performed by everyone from Bing Crosby to Nat King Cole to Doris Day. Here is singer Desi Arnaz in 1947 doing an English and Spanish version of the song Quizás, 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 Perhaps, 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 on Afterglow.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and then I ask you over again. You only answer, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't want to wind up being parted, broken-hearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. Siempre que te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando. Por lo que más tú quieras, hasta cuándo, hasta cuándo. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me, perhaps, quizás, perhaps.
Desi Arnaz, Mr. Ricky Ricardo himself, in 1947, with an English and Spanish version of the Cuban standard quizás, quizás, quizás. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. And thanks for tuning in to this Latin American edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.